We're on Yud Tes Amud Aleph, about five lines up from the wide lines, and the middle of the page up the skinny lines, five lines. Okay, so let's just recap a little bit what we're talking about here. So we have Rav Oshia, with we have Reuven, we're talking about with the Eshes Achiv Shelo Haya Bolamo. So we have Reuven, Shimon, and then the one that's born is Levi. So we had in our second Mishnah, okay, when Reuven dies, Shimon, second brother, Dez Yibum, with Reuven's wife, and then Levi is born afterwards. So then when Levi comes into the world, he found already the woman was already married, so then he's... no connection to her. However, we said in the first Mishnah was a little bit different. The first Mishnah was Reuven died, and then his wife falls to Shimon. But before Shimon takes her, then Levi gets born. Then Levi's born. So now he already has a connection to her. He didn't find her already married, which has nothing to do with her anymore, going through to Rabbi Shimon. But now he finds when he's born. She's zakuk to him also, shtickle, right? Because he's born and she's not married yet to Shimon. Okay, so the question is, does Levi match that case as well? So we said yes. Therefore, if Shimon dies, okay, we look at it as if Reuven's wife was married to Shimon, just even since it was only was zakuk to him, Shimon didn't take her yet, but it's as if she's kanusa, as if Shimon married her, and then when Shimon dies, now Levi could marry her. So that's that was the first case. That's what Rav Oshia said. So Rav Oshia said, not only if Shimon actually married her and then Levi is born, even if Levi is born before Shimon takes her, still, if it's as if Shimon did take her, because of it's like Kenusa, Zuka is like Kenusa, and therefore, if Shimon dies, now Levi can take her as well. That's Rav Oshia's case. Then we said, we had Akasha from a case where with his rush, it wasn't really Eshes Achiv Shelo Haya Bolamo, and there was like the three brothers, and we spoke about the last case, and we want to show over there that Rabbi Shimon Lechura holds that that's not the case, that even there we had even a mimer as well, with Skuka and a mimer, and that wasn't enough to make it as if it was his wife. And so we had Akasha, which we answered at the end of last year, that perhaps he makes a difference between how many brothers there are. In other words, if she dies and there's more than one brother, so then she's not really zakuk to any one particular one, not earmarked for one of them, as we said. Therefore, the connection is weak, and that could be different than the cases we're talking about over here. When Reuven dies, at that point, only Shimon's around in the world, his brother. So then she's really, that's good kenusa. There's only one brother to be kenusa to. And therefore, that's a strong connection. So we want to make that differentiation. So in other words, what we're holding now is when there's one brother only around the world when the first one dies, then that's when we say it's Mamashka Kenusa, etc. And then if he dies, in our case, Levi then could marry. Okay, so now the Gemara asks, the style of the question, I mean, it sounds specifically like we're asking on the one and two, but we'll see the main thrust of the question here is really a question of Rav Oshia again. Okay, who holds, like we said, that not only if Shimon, the second brother, married the woman, and then afterward Levi is born, even when Levi comes into the world, she hasn't been yet, she's still, Shimon hasn't taken her. Even there, it's as if Shimon took her, and therefore she's the Levi's mother too. So we're going to ask Akasha on this Rav Oshia. Umishani le Rabbi Shimon, does Rabbi Shimon make this difference between only one brother, like we said, and two or three or four brothers, that only by one there is this thing. But like we said, we're going to see the question is really going to be in Rav Oshia in a second. I vatanya, klal amar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon gave a rule. Kol shehaleda kodemes l'nesuin. Okay, so leda here we're talking about is we have our Reuven, Shimon, Levi. The leda is Levi, right? He's the Eshes Achiv Shelo Haya Bolamo. Okay, so kol shehaleda of the third guy, the Levi. Kodemis l'nesuin. Nesuin here means the Yibum, which we're talking about. Okay, Reuven dies. Then the Nesuin is Shimon, right? Is the Shimon's married? The Levi, in other words, is he born before Shimon married Reuven's wife or after? So Kol Sheha Leida of the Levi is Kodemus Linisuin, came before Shimon married the woman, the Yibumana has married her. Then if Shimon dies afterwards, Lo Choletzes Velo Mikimemet, she's Asertim, because again, when he was born, he didn't find her married, okay? But Nisuin Kodem Leleda, if first Shimon Reuven died, then Shimon married her, and only then Levi was born. So when Levi came into the world, he found her already married to Shimon. Then Ochol Lesa Domi Jabemis. Then it's not a problem. It's not a problem. It's a chiv lomi gamo. He can marry her. Now my la biyavamecha. Uktani lokalet v'lo mitjememes, and therefore it's the kashan Rabbi Yoshi. Okay, so in other words, we gave this qual, and we're assuming that even if it's like we're talking about wrong one brother, no, Reuven dies, Shimon's around, Shimon, question is, did he marry her or not, and then Levi is born, and now we're saying if he did marry and Levi's born, it's mutter, but if Shimon hasn't yet married her and then Levi's born, then she's also the first case here. So we have a klal, and here we see not like Rav Hoshea. Because again, Rav Hoshea, that was Rav Hoshea's whole chiddush. Rav Hoshea's case was doesn't matter. In either case, she's mutter. Right? Even if he finds her not married yet, Levi comes into the world, and Shimon hasn't married her yet. Still, she's mutter. So that's Rav Hoshea. Here we see that's not the case. So it's a kasha Rav Hoshea, and again, we're talking about this right with one, okay, with one, even with one yom. So the Gemara is docha that and says no, bishnei yavamim. We're talking about two. In other words, the case isn't that we only have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. You know, Reuven dies and there's only Shimon, and then after that, the question is, then we see they're married or not, says Eber or not, and then Levi comes into the world. No, we're talking about there's an extra brother here. Okay, so Reuven dies, and then there's Shimon and Levi, and then Yehuda is the ach that's born later. In other words, it's not just one brother that she's clearly falling to at first. There's more than one brother she's falling to. Let's say two brothers. So that's what we're talking about here. And again, like we said before, if this is only two, then you don't have that, you know, strong kuka kaknusa, because it's not just only one brother she's falling to. She's falling to more than one brother. So that's why in Akanami, that's why she's we say with Aster in the first case when he's born before the and one of these brothers takes. Because it's not like Knusa. So then, it says, yeah? What? Right, it's like three brothers. Okay, so he's not allowed to, but yeah, but the din is, it's, as they call it, Kanej, Lochol Esol Hashem Emet. He's not allowed to do Kalitza, he's not, he can't do either. Lochol, you can't do chalitza or yibum to teach either one.
You have to do chalitza because
it's
a suffix whether she is
ziga
kenusa or not.
No, it's not suffix. We're not saying
chalitza is suffix before that was good for the tarts. The tarts was that were
machal. Oh, with the Shimon was there. Okay, I'm not sure. Okay, so the Gemara says lo b'shnei yivamim. Okay, we said. Okay, see Rashi. Umishani le v'shari le benolad lebesof yivam, that when he's born before he takes her. I v'atanya kol shaleda shel shlishi kodemes l'nisuin shel sheni. That if the lady of the shlishi when Levi's born, if that's before the Shimon took her kodem l'nisuin shel sheni lo choletes alma mode Rabbi Shimon ba. So we see that Rabbi Shimon agrees with it. My la b'yama mechad. Rishon, Lo Nishar La Achachad, that Reuven died, and then at this point it was only Shimon. V'Chakach No Lazen. After that, Levi comes to the world. So the Gemara said, no, it's not a Kasher Rav Hoshea because we're talking about Shnei Yavamim. Says Rashi, Lo B'Shnei Yavamim, Shayu Shlosh Achim. There were three, right? Let's say Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Okay, Umeis Achad Mehem, and then one of them dies. V'Nafta Lifnei Hashnayim. Not like we say before. Now after Reuven died, his Yavama didn't fall just to one, to Shimon, fell to Shimon and Levi, to another two of them. Okay, Venolad Lehemach, and then let's say Yehuda is the new brother, and then Yehuda is born after that. So when she fell to two of them. So Ahi Vadai Asira Love, the High Basra, that she is certainly Asr to this last one, let's say Yehuda in our case, this High Basra. Afiu Lachar Shivamu Ashnaim Arishanim Umetu. Right, even if the two that were, you know, Reuben, Shimon, Levi, you know, even if they, after Reuben died, Shimon and Levi, they did Yibum and they died or whatever, she surely is Asr to this, the last brother, Yehuda. Now, Vadai no ladul basof Yibum hu. Because this is clearly a case of he was born, and after that, they did Yibum. Now, he Zika, the Haviela, Gabe Hani, Kodem Leidato Shoze, Lo Alime, Le Shemuyaka Kanusa. Okay, because like we said, since there are two brothers, we don't say this rule that Zakuka is like Knusa, because it's not clear, she's not earmarked to any specific one, and therefore it's not like they mamish married her. So therefore, lo alime l'shemuyah k'knusa l'mahave k'yibum l'sof nola. Therefore, there it's not strong enough to say, like we've been saying, that just falling to them as if they married it, and that's it. Now he's not a problem after they died to get married to the Yavama. No, we don't say that over here because there were two brothers. Therefore, it was not a strong just to one of them. Therefore, it's not like a Kanusa, and therefore he's off with them. Okay, fine. Let me show him. Okay, so let's back to the Gemara. Gemara asks now on that. Ah, Yava what? But Yaba Mechad Mai Hachanami Yocholetz Etomit Yavemis. So we said what this whole Bryce over here, Enachanami, is talking about two, right? Only there. That's why in the first case over here of the Leda Kodemis Linisuin, that's why he's Aser, okay? With the because we're talking about two, so therefore Mashma that if we were talking about one, then Enachanami, then one would be one which he would be Matutu. If that's the case, well, Yava Mechad Mai, what? Hakanami Ocholetz Vinish, if you mutter, she can do Yimur Chalitza? Ah, Yihachi, Adetani, Nisui, Inkodim Aleida, Ocholetz Adomich Abemis, Liflog Velifni Bedida. Bamedvar Memuri Mishneyavami, well, but Yava Mechad Ocholetz Adomich Abemis. So if that's the case, like we see style very often in the Gemara, that Liflog Velifni Bedida. In other words, if you're saying, why do you have to come on to the second case over here, of the Nisuin Kodim Laleda to find the case where it's Mutter, then why don't you just Mechalek in one, if there's one brother, two brothers, right? If there's one brother, okay, it's Mutter, because if she's falling, if Reuven dies, there's only Shimon around, okay, then that's a strong, that's Kiknusa, and never there, if he dies, then she's Mutter to Levi. And if there's more than one brother, since it's not a strong Kiknusa, so then she was on Biasar to the other brother, Yehuda, whatever, the fourth brother. In other words, why don't you, if you want to find a case of Heter and Isser, why do you have to come on to, you know, the other way around, when he gets born after the, just Machalik in the case with the first case in the Brisa. You don't have to come on to second case to make a Chilah. So the Gemara pushes off that and says, no, that's not a Kasha, because Kula Bishnei Yavamim Kamari. In other words, the Brisa could have done that, but the Brisa was interested in talking about two Yavamim, that's all. Right? Didn't want to talk about, and if it's just only one brother. Wants to talk everything talking about two. Okay, so if we bring two, what would be the case when there's Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, and when Yehuda is born, it is before they take, one of them takes her, and after. We want to have before and after, you know, late is before and after, with two. And we want to know what would be the case with two before, and what would be the case with two and after. But everything we want to talk about two, not the mechalek and have a case of one and two. We don't want to talk about one. We only want to talk about two, and that's why it's set up like this. Okay, Rashi, kula b'shnei yavamim my kamayr. Everything's talking about two. B'shnei yavamim by lashmina and isur avetar. Everything we want to do, avetar, we want to stick with. With two. Okay, so now the Gemara is asking on that. First of all, that's fair. Why? Ve'ela my klala. Okay, number one, we don't like the lash. The lash in Rabbi Shimon said a klal. Klal of Rabbi Shimon. Kol shaleda kadam. So it sounds like, since he's making a klal, it's fair to say that klal is only talking about when there's two. It sounds like a klal. Well, no matter what, I don't care if there's one brother, two brothers, three brothers, how many brothers there are, we have a klal over here. If that leida of the new brother is before they took it as aser, it's after. It's mutter and finished. It's fair to say we're talking about a specific case when Rabbi Shimon uses the lashon klal. That's question number one. Okay. Okay, so let's see Rashi. Elamai klala. Okay, hoyo biyava mechad, a few leida kodemes l'nisuin shari. Right, even if he's born before the Shimon takes her, you know, he's this Levi's born, and it's mutter. So heki mati lemitza, how can you say such a lashon of kol shaleida kodemes when you're suing lo choles v'yoyz emeres klal? Right, as if that sounds like no matter what, in all cases, uknani klal am Rabbi Shimon, v'hazim nim de lo abiyachi. Sometimes it's not the case, like we said, if there's two brothers, then it doesn't work. So the lashon klal is difficult, therefore, to say that. Okay, and now the odd Macy Rav Oshia. So now we have a Rav Oshia asking on Rabbi Oshia. So Tosfos points out over here, we see there's a Shaila elsewhere. Tosfos says here's a Raya that there are two different Amorim. One is Rav Oshia and one is Rabbi Oshia. Because here again we have Rav Oshia asking on Rabbi Oshia, so it has to obviously be two people. He's asking on himself. Okay, so what's the case? Here we have shlosha achim, shnayim mehem nesuin, shtei achayos. Okay, so now we're going away again at this point from the eshes achim shloya balamo, with some of the regular case. Okay, so we have two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. Okay, and they excuse me, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, three brothers. Again, not shloya balamo. They're all ba'olam. They're all around Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Now, two of the brothers, shnai mehem, nesuin shtei achayos. So Reuven and Shimon, let's say, Reuven's married to Rachel, and Shimon's married to Leah, sister. Okay, and Levi's not married to anybody right now. Okay, or isha ubita, or Reuven's married to a mother, let's say, and Shimon's to the daughter of that mother. Okay, one married the mother, one married the daughter. Or isha ubaspita, or one of them married the mother, and one of them married the granddaughter from the daughter's side. Oh, Yishav Bas Bana, or granddaughter from the son's side, etc. Okay, and then what happened? And then let's make things easier at this point. Well, let's stick with the sisters right now. Okay, so Reuven's married to Rachel, Shimon's married to Leah, and Levi's around. Okay, and then Reuven dies, and then Shimon dies. Okay, and now these two sisters now, right, Rachel and Leah, they're one from each brother, are falling to Levi. Okay, so what's the din? So it says the Tanakama, Hare Elu Choltzos Velo Misyavmos. Okay, now Levi cannot do, he must do Chalitza and not Yibum. Why can't he do Yibum? It's the Rabbanan, because it's Achos Kukaso, in our case with the sisters, Achos Kukaso, right? He can't marry Rachel, right? Because it's she's the sister of his. He has another one, Zakuktam Leah. And he can't marry Leah because Rachel Zakuktam. So each one is Achos Kukaso. And even though marrying Achos Kukaso is only Rabbanan, okay, that's why you still have to do Chalitza, but you can't do Yibum. Okay, so that's the so far so good. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Shimon Potif. Rabbi Shimon says no. He doesn't have to do anything. Because when these two, Rachel and Leah, both fall to him, nothing, he doesn't have to marry anyone, any of them, they're like no connection, he's do what he wants. There's no Yibum, no Chalitza, no nothing. Okay, we're going to see later on, right now, when Rashi says, we don't know the reason, Gemara's going to say later on what the reason is. Okay, let's see Rashi on this Braisa. Okay, Choltzos, so imetu anisuim as the krovos, right? Reuven and Shimon are married, they're relatives, the sisters in our case, but naflu lifnei ashlishi, they fell to Levi, hare elu choltzos, they do chalitza. Velo misyavmos, why? Hoyle v'tavaros kukes, as the kikan le, ha kapaga bekrovas kukato, you're marrying the relative of the one that's akuk to you. So therefore you can't marry either. Rabbi Shimon Poter, af min chalitza, kedektani lakaman b'shmaitzim militzror. We're going to see, he's learning it, it's going to be deraisa. He's going to learn, he learns it from a pasuk, and that's what has to be deraisa, right? Because it was derabanan, you have to at least do chalitza. The reason why Patrick's him completely is because he learns it from a pasuk, that most of these women are can't marry, and therefore, you know, they go free without anything. Okay. Now, with this comes the kasha. The isal kadaita chasava Rabbi Shimon zika kikanusa damya. Now, if you want to say, like Rav Oshia wanted to claim, that a woman that's a kook is as if she's married. So if that's the case, liyabam lekamaisa b'tipater idach. Why is it that according to Rabbi Shimon, no, can't marry either of them, they're both pater, that it shouldn't be that way, says Rabbi Shimon. Meaning, we should say the following. That, okay, we'll stick to, for simplicity, with our case of the sisters again. So Reuven, let's say, died first, right? And then, so we have Rachel. That's the Yavama. Okay? And then, so what happens? At this point, again, we're not talking about HWY LMO. Levi's around right now. Okay? The Shimon and Levi are both around. So now, Rachel, okay, Reuven has died. Rachel is Yavama. Cannot marry Shimon. There's no shaykes of Shimon. It can't be. Why? Because she married her sister. Right? Shimon's married to her sister. So he's out of the picture for sure. He's a totally, you know, they can't marry her at all. It's a sister. Can't marry two sisters. So he's out of the picture. But Levi, he's eligible. Okay? So she is, as soon as Reuven dies, Rachel is zakuk to Levi. Okay? And if we're going to say that zakuk, according to Rav Oshia, is k'knusa, we see it with, as if Levi therefore married her already. Okay? As soon as he married her already. Okay? And then after that, Shimon dies, and now the sister follows him. Okay, but what happens if you marry a girl, a Rachel, and then after that Leah follows you? Nothing. Levi is, forget, I'm married to the sister. Goodbye. Right? No shaita, there. Okay? So Mela, the din should be here. Not the Rabbi Shimon shouldn't say, oh, both pastor from Chalitza. No. He should, as soon as Reuven died, his wife Rachel is Zakuk to Levi, as if Kiknusa. So it should be that he can finish off with Rachel. And Leah, who falls after that, when Shimon dies, now Leah's falling to Tipater. So why does he say, no, they're both pastor from Chalitza. No, Yibin, no Chalitza, goodbye. Why? If in fact it's Kiknusa, so she should be, then he should marry or finish off with Rachel, and Leah is totally free. That's the Gemara's kasha. Okay, let's see Rashi here. Aliyavama the Kamaisa, Hahida Nafliberesha. Let Levi marry the Rachel, right? Reuven's the one that as soon as Reuven died, so Rachel. Vafilu lohi speak lakonsa ashenaf lachosa. Right, even if he didn't even really marry her yet, but that's all chiddush again of Rabbi Shimon lefi Rabbi Oshia. It's as if he married her. He doesn't have to actually marry her. And if he didn't actually marry her yet, so my chpatlan, what do we care? Lehave zika kamaisa kiknusa. There's your zika. As soon as he dies, he's zakut to Levi, and then it's like he married her. Viti pater b'sraisa mishu machosisha. And then after Shimon dies, he can't marry Leah anymore because it's a sister. The kamaisa tichyavim. And then he can do, therefore, Yibu, no problem with Rachel. The Kiyava Mechad Domes. Because, like, what? At first glance, right, you'll say, wait a minute, what's going on with you? What are we asking Akash from here? We're talking about two Yavamin, right? We're talking about here, there's Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. So, in other words, Reuven dies, there's two brothers in the picture. There's Shimon and Levi. So, and we said, right, that's a different story. When do we say that Zaku's only with one brother? But here we have two brothers. Here we have Shimon and Levi. Says Rashi, no, we don't really. Why? Continue in the brackets. The haki nafla mikara lo nafla ela kamechad. Because, like we said before, when Reuven died, even though there's two brothers around, she really only fell to one, to Levi. Why? The legabi idach erbahu mishum achosisha velo ramia kamechal. Because Shimon is married to the sister. So when Reuven dies, okay, Rachel can't fall to Shimon because Shimon's married to the sister. So Shimon is just, he's not there. He's just an Erev Asura. So she's only falling to Levi, and therefore, yet we see, it should be therefore that Levi can finish off with Rachel, do even whatever, and after Shimon dies, Levi is out of the Tatar, Ptura, and finish. But we don't see that. That's what it should be if it's Kekanusa, but the Lemaisa, the Brisa didn't say that. The Brisa said that Pater completely, both are Pater. Okay, so that's our Kasha Rav Oshia. So answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Amram, my poter, nami poter b'shnia. So he says, Einachanam, you misunderstood Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon, when he said poter, we understood that both Saleya, Rachel, Pater, both. He says, no, he didn't mean, he's only poter from one of them, meaning, exactly like we said. 100%. Levi could marry Rachel that fell from Reuven, because it's Kagnusa. 100%. And in fact, Leah is Pater. And that's what Rabbi Shimon meant. When Rabbi Shimon said Poter, it only meant Leah, Shimon's wife, is Poter. Not both of them. And therefore, it's exactly what we're saying. Okay. Rashi says, Bishnia Shenafla Achrona. Okay. So now, we have a problem with that, though. Why? Va Tanya, Rabbi Shimon, poter bishtehen. Now, you can't say that, because here we have a seemingly beferish brisa. It's only seeming, but beferish brisa, it says poter bishtehen. Now, so you can't say that. Now, poter, you can say, oh, poter, one of them. Huh? Only poter is the second, we know Shimon. But here it says poter bishtehen, meaning they're pashas are both. He can't marry Rachel or Leah, both from both brothers, suppose. So you can't say that really he can marry Rachel, like we said, and only pashas is, no, it's just supposed to be Shem. Ah, so then, Amar Rava, no, that's not a kasha, because you could say that it is talking about, like we say, really he's mutter to Reuven's wife and not Shem. But what are we talking about here? Shnia shebezug zeh, v'shnia shebezug zeh. Okay, now it seems complicated, as you see in this book here. This is a picture of it, both sides. Okay, but we'll make it, try to simplify it a little bit. Okay, so basically what we're saying is as follows. That not like we understood before that, which we're going to see in the end is how you're going to have to explain it. But at this point, we're suggesting like this. We explained it before, that Reuven married Rachel and Shimon married Leah, right? Or if you want, the second case, the mother and the sister, Reuven married the mother and Shimon married the sister. Or you can have the mother and granda. Each is or, different possibility, but the same idea in each case. So now, Rav is mechadish to us, says no, that we're not talking about each married only one. We're talking about they married more than one. Two, three, or four are the option. Okay? So in other words, let's just take two again as simple as we can. So let's say Reuven didn't only marry the sister. Reuven married Rachel and Shimon married Leah. But Reuven married Rachel, Shimon married Leah. Reuven married a mother and Shimon married a sister. Not, you know, the difference. Mother and sister. Two sisters, Rachel and Leah. Each took Rachel, one took Leah. And then one took, he uses Chana and Dina, as a matter. And then he took a woman, any woman, called Chana, Reuven there. And Shimon took her daughter, okay? Dina, say. Okay? So they each have two. Okay. So now, we'll jump this to the bottom line, and we'll go back. This is how it works. That when we're saying that patur bishnehem, einachanami again, we're not talking about, oh, patur this one and this one, not like what we're saying. No, it's still talking about that this is mutter, like Rabbi Shimon from mutter to Reuven's wives are mutter, and it's only talking about Shimon, but we said, why, but it's plural, that both are patur. Yeah, both is talking about both. Okay, or it could even be the three or four. The four examples given, it could be four. That's why over here he has all four. He married all four, and all the four kiruvas are this one married. And then therefore that their mutter, Mishnayim, is talking about the second brothers, and the first one, but the first ones are all mutter. He can do Lever Mechalitza to the first ones because they fall. Okay, now, how does that work? Okay, so it works like this. Because first Reuven's married to the sister and the mother. Okay, not mother, no connection, but a sister and a mother, up to these. Okay, so when Reuven dies, so now these two, the sister and the mother, okay, fall to, Shimon and Levi or whatever, okay? But of course Shimon can't marry because he's married to them. Okay, so now when Levi, in theory, he could marry either one of them. He can take either one, because that's fine. To him, to Levi, it's not no connection anything. He can marry either Rachel, he can marry the mother. The mother, Rachel, are both okay to him. Okay, so now, and we're going to say that it's Kenusa dummy, okay? And therefore, either one is can be considered Kenusa. It doesn't matter. Each one is considered this one or that one Kenusa. So now, Shimon, the other brother, okay? So he, since he's Kenusa, right? So now when Shimon dies, okay? So now his wives are Aser to now Levi. Why? Because since any one of these, take your pick, is Kenusa to Levi, so therefore the two now that are falling to him from the other brother, one, whichever one you wanted, if let's say it's Rachel, the sister's Kenusa, look at it that way. So now when the sister's falling to him from Shimon, can't marry, because he's already married Kenusa to the Rachel, so therefore he can't marry Leah now either. Okay, so and then the other one, the mother, whatever, is now a tzara to her. So you can't marry her either. So it comes out that you can't, right, you can't marry, he can take any one of the ones from Reuven, and Shimon, he can't take any of them, because either one is a erva, and the other one is automatically the tzara. That's how it works. Okay, let's just see the Rashi here. Liavam lekamaisa. Shnia, shebezugzeta. So Rashi explains it. Im hayu shloshachim. If there were three brothers, shnai mehem nesuin shtei achayot. Two are married to the two sisters. Vishau bita umeita shnehem, and they both died. V'naflu lifnei ashlishi, and they fell to the third guy. So achas mina rishonas michavemes. So one of the two Reuven or Shimon. One of the brothers of the first ones of Reuven, you know, either the mother or the sister, whatever, one of them could do yibum. V'shtayim achronos pturot, and the others from the second one, they're pturot. Why? Dechana mina rishonas chashuva keknusa mityabemet, because any one of them, whoever you want, either the Rachel or the mother, any one of those two are considered knusa to Levi and the mityabemet. Vashnios pturos, and then the from Shimon, they're now pturos. Why? Achas mishum erva, because either one you want, one of those of Shimon's are ervas, so it's pater because of erva. The hey minayu mina rishonos, the chshev kenusa it lachad akrova b'shai mashnios, because any one you want to pick from the Reuven that did is yibum with, or is considered like yibum with Levi, either the sister or the mother, Shimon's two are either one is a relative of them. Nimtzei, sa'achat yotzet mishum erva, vashniya mishum tzarasa. And therefore, one take your pick is aser because of erva, and the other one is because of tzar.